Hey, babe. You know, I haven't been able to call much because I've been out on the road doing the whole hunting thing. You know how that is. I really, really miss you. Miss having you to curl up next to fall asleep. Can't really say at night because, well, you know, we both sleep during the day. Mine being an occupational hazard and yours being more on the biological hazard side of things. Anyway, I don't want to bore you, but I just couldn't sleep. You know how these shitty motels are. It doesn't matter how many layers of curtains they provide, nothing blocks the sun, especially with where I am right now. I miss being back on the East Coast so badly. But here I am in the armpit of hell, in the deep south. In a state where I can't even honestly tell you where I am because I don't want to have to worry about that interfering with your politics back home. When did everything get so complicated for us? I miss when things were simple. When I thought that it was just you being nocturnally inclined and working yourself to death. That's so funny to think about now. Working yourself to death at the hospital, doing what you do, saving lives. Well, I was out taking them. I can't believe that it's been so long since I finally discovered the truth about you, that is. You'd known the truth about me and what I did. And honestly, I have to say, as much as I hate being away from you, right now I'm kind of glad to have a little bit of space. It's really helped me get my head on straight, get things in order in my brain. And when I do finally get home, if let's be real, I do get home. We're going to have a lot to talk about. I love you, and I miss you so, so much. But with the way everything went, with finding out your job as the right hand of the prince of this city, I guess I just honestly felt more betrayed than I've ever felt. And I've been double-crossed and almost murdered before. I don't know where things go for us from here, but I know that I'm not ready to completely throw in the towel, and I hope that you are willing to try to work through things. So, anyway, I said I was going to keep this short, and I've probably filled up the space in your voicemail box. So, all of that aside, stay safe. Do what you have to do, and hopefully, I'll be seeing you in about a week. I love you, babe. I'll talk to you later. Bye.